Well, good morning. This is Brother Van Wyndham from West Macomb Baptist Church. Glad to be with you again this morning. We hope all of you enjoyed some of this rain this past week. I know, once again, we may say, well, it wasn't enough, but look, every little bit helps, right? Every little bit helps. But we're glad to be here this morning to come and to share a word with you as we begin this Thanksgiving week. I hope all of you's got a big Thanksgiving plan with your family. If there ever was a time that we need to be thankful, I know it's today. We need to come before God with thanksgiving. We need to be praising Him. When all else fails, praise Him, right? Praise Him and be thankful to Him for all that He has done and all that He is doing. So we hope you're doing good today. And so we hope that if you're shut in this morning, that God will just fill your home with His presence this morning. Are you sick at home? Or maybe you're out traveling, whatever you may be doing, that God would speak to you. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get right into our message this morning. It's going to be a familiar scripture when we think about Thanksgiving. We're going to read Psalms 100. Psalms 100. We've probably all heard probably 100 messages of Psalms 100, but we're going to hear one more this morning as we read the five verses, verses 1 through 5 of Psalms 100 this morning as we think about the importance of Thanksgiving. The importance of Thanksgiving. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now and thank Him for this opportunity. Father, we do thank You, Lord, for today. We thank You for opportunity once again to be able to share Your word upon this radio station. Lord, we pray for all those that are listening this morning. There may be some that are sick and afflicted. Lord, we pray for their healing. There may be some that are shut in. We pray for their strength and their comfort. Others may be, Lord, in their cars and may be traveling this morning, headed to and from. So, Lord, we pray that You give them safe journey from where they're going to and safe journey home. Lord, we pray for our churches today as we gather for worship within Your church. And, Lord, we thank You that Your Holy Spirit goes before us. And, Lord, there are no boundaries. They're not shut up within these four walls, these brick walls, but that it travels wherever we're at, Lord. So we know You're speaking to everyone that's listening this morning. So, Lord, I pray that You'll speak bold and loudly through me, to me, in me, and that, Lord, it will be Your words and not mine. Cleanse me of my sin, Lord, and my shortcomings. I know I fail You so many times, but, Lord, just give me the words to say this morning, Lord, in a way that will be clear and that people can understand it and that will call us all back to being thankful people. Bind Satan from this time now. Don't let him steal from us anything that, Lord, that You have for us. Help us to lift Jesus up, that if there's one lost, they can come to know Him as Lord and Savior today. For we ask it in His precious name. Amen. You know, this morning, as well said, we're going to be reading from Psalms chapter 100, that Thanksgiving chapter, that wonderful chapter there in Psalms. Only five verses as we think about the importance of Thanksgiving. Now, how important is it to you to be thankful? You know, we teach our children, or at least we used to. I don't know how many of them are being taught that nowadays, but I know we always taught our children that if somebody gave you something, we always said, now tell them what? Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you for what they gave you. I'll never forget, I used to take my daughter when she was a little girl, I'd take her visiting around with me a lot of times, and she would be there in the homes and with me, and boy, the people just fall in love with her, just pretty little blonde-headed girl, and she was so sweet and everything, and a lot of times the old couple, you know, would give her a dollar bill, and then, you know, and I'd say, now say thank you, you know, and she'd say thank you, and then she'd look at me and say, I got two brothers at home, you know, so it used to pickle me to death, you know, how she would think about those brothers. But it didn't take her long to outgrow that. But you know, this morning, as we think about the importance of being thankful, it's a lot more than just teaching our children to say thank you. Do we really mean it? Today in our world, when we see what all that's going on, and we know that even as bad as our nation is, we have so much to be thankful for. We talked about this last week in our Veterans Day message. I hope you got to hear it. Even though as bad as it is, we still have so much to be thankful for. But, you know, when I think about thankfulness and the importance of Thanksgiving, I think about our gratitude. How many people are really grateful for what God, Almighty God, is doing for us right now that we are here? It is so important for Christian people to be thankful. Now, you know, when you look around, the non-Christian and those who don't believe in God, you might could understand them not showing much gratitude or thankfulness. But we as Christian people, if there's anybody on the face of the earth, ought to be thankful. It ought to be us for what God has done for us. When we realize what God has done for us, any sinner that ever has realized that he was dead in his sins and that Jesus died on the cross and saved him from that death of that sin, anybody who has gone through that ought to be grateful unto God. They ought to be thankful that Jesus was willing to take their place there on the cross. But you know, thanksgiving and that thankfulness goes so much further. From that first Thanksgiving time that the pilgrims had years ago and with the Indians, and we've all seen the pictures and heard the stories about how that they were thankful. And even though when you go back and look at what all they went through and how the majority of them died off before they ever got to that day of Thanksgiving, and then for them to still be thankful because they realized what God had done, they were grateful. So listen to what he says in Psalms 100, beginning with verse 1. He says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and to come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Look at that verse 4 once again. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." You know, this morning, as I said, as we enter into this week of Thanksgiving, as we start looking forward to it, we have a special reason to be thankful this year. My mother's birthday, she'll be 88 years old on Thanksgiving Day, on November the 23rd. She will actually be 88 years old. It's always, her birthday's always right there pretty close, you know, to Thanksgiving. But this year it's on Thanksgiving Day. And so we're thankful that we've had her here 88 years. And we hope God will bless her with many more. And we got a big birthday celebration planned for that day because of these wonderful years. But we have so much more even than that to be thankful for in this world and in our lives. You know, I cannot begin to name all the things that God has done for me that I should be thankful for this morning. But thanksgiving and being thankful, it is so important. And the importance of that thanksgiving, we know, is seen here just in these five verses. It tells us so much about being thankful. So I want us to look at three things this morning, just three things that I want us to see about the importance of thanksgiving. The first one is we want to see the object of our thanks. What is the object of our thanks? The number two is the benefits of our thanks. Do you know that being thankful brings benefits to you and to me? And then the last thing that we'll see is the dangers of the lack of being thankful. If we lack being thanks, if we don't give thanks, if we're not grateful to God, then what can that do? What has that done? What will it do if we are not thankful? So let's go back and look at these three things this morning. As we think about this Thanksgiving week, we think about Thursday being Thanksgiving and how it is so important that we show our thanks, what unto God. So that brings to that first thing, the object of our thanks. So who is this thanks, you know, handed out to? Who are we showing this thanksgiving to? Who are we thankful to? You know, I can remember back as a teenager that we one time was in revival, and we had back in them days, it's back in the 70s of the hippies, and we had a resident hippie there in our community, and his name was Lucky, and I'll never forget. Lucky got saved during that revival, but I can remember witnessing to Lucky and talking to Lucky, and Lucky would tell you a story about when he was almost dead and he was all in the hospital and that the doctors had really given up on him and they just didn't know what to do, and they were trying to treat him and do all these things, and he survived and he got well. And I can remember having that conversation when I said, "Well, did you thank God? Did you not realize?" He said, "Well, I sure did thank those doctors. I sure did thank those doctors for what they did." And you know, and I looked at him, I said, "Well, you know, you just said the doctors didn't know what to do. It was God who brought you out, and it's God that we should be thankful to." Sometimes we lose sight of the object of our thanks. Who are we supposed to be thankful to? What are we supposed to be thanking? You know, what are we supposed to be thanking? If God blesses us in some way, then we ought to be thanking Him. He has blessed us in so many different ways. He is the one that deserves our thanksgiving. We go to that doctor, and that doctor, you know, treats us, but yet God is the one that heals us, but then we want to thank the doctor. We get in a financial bind, and God opens up a way, and we go down there, and the bank helps us out, and we thank the banker, and we forget about thanking God. We forget about thanking Him. We need a new job or something of this effect, and we're out there looking for a new job, and God gives us a new job, and what do? We thank the one who hired us. Now, don't get me wrong. I know you're supposed to be thankful to those people, but we need not to neglect to be thankful to God, that even though these people may have physically did these things, it is God who opened those doors, and it is God who should get the thanks. He should be the object of our thanksgiving. He is the one that we are to be thankful to. He says in his first verse that we looked at, make a joyful noise, what? Unto the Lord. Did you see that? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So who is it that we're supposed to be thankful to? And what did he say? All ye lands, everybody needs to be thankful unto the Lord. Every one of us owes thanksgiving to Him. Every one of us owes it to Him because He is the Lord. He is the one. He says, number two, serve the Lord. Serve Him with gladness. So our object is that we enter into His courts, we enter into Him, we make a joyful noise unto Him, because it is God that is the object of our thanksgiving. He says, know that the Lord, He is God. He is the one that brings all this to be. He is the one that did all this for us. He is the one that made us and created us. See what he says there in that verse 3 once again. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of what? His pasture. So it is Him that is the object, or should be the object of our thanksgiving, because it is God, the Lord. He said down in verse 5, for the Lord is good. He is good. He is good now. He is good forever. God is good. And therefore, He should be the object of our thanksgiving. We need to give Him the thanks for all that He did. Because what did He say? He has made us, in that verse 3, and not we ourselves. Whatever you have, whatever you are because of what God has done for you and allowed you to become. Have you ever heard somebody make the statement, I'm a self-made man, or he's a self-made man, or she's a self-made woman? Look, none of us are self-made men and self-made women. None of us are. What we are and who we are and what we have or don't have, listen, it's all because of Almighty God. He is God. The Lord is God. Serve Him. Make a joyful noise unto Him. For the Lord is good, and He is to be the subject of our thanksgiving. Therefore, we find in Psalms chapter 69, there in verse 30, he says, then it is through Him that what? That through thanksgiving that we are to magnify Him. Listen to what it says. Psalms 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him, what? With thanksgiving. Did you hear that? With thanksgiving. I'm going to magnify who God is. See, so many times we're so busy doing what? Magnifying ourselves. We want to magnify the doctor. We want to brag on the nurses. We want to tell everybody what they did. We want to magnify the person who gave us the job or the banker who gave us the loan. And we want to magnify them. When what we ought to be doing is magnifying the Lord, what God did for us and how that He opened those doors. We need to praise His name. We need to magnify Him with our thanksgiving. Do you ever tell people what God has done for you? Do you ever tell people what He has done for you? Do you magnify Him with great thanksgiving and lift Him up because of what He has done for you? It's so important. It is important that we understand what is the object of our thanksgiving. And it's God. and we should magnify him. We should put the magnifying glass on him. We should put the praise on him so that everybody would know that it is God that we are being thankful to. Listen to what he says over in Psalms 116, verse 17. He says, I will offer to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving and will call upon thy name of the Lord. I will do what? Offer to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving. In other words, you know, you can offer God, you can pay your tithe, you can give an offering, you can do this, you can do that. And he says, but what God would love to hear for you to do is just say, hey, thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you did for me. Give him that sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, do we have to swallow our pride? Sometimes we have to do that to tell somebody thank you. I know I've read stories, I've seen movies, and I'm sure you have, and I've even seen in real life where people didn't want to be thankful to somebody else. They didn't want to ask for help. When somebody helped them, they didn't want to tell them thank you. And they had to swallow their pride to say, well, you know, you're right. I did need help. And I want to thank you for helping me. I want to thank you for being there with me. But they didn't want to do it to start with. They didn't want to say it to start with. They didn't want to be sacrificing that. He says when it comes to God, we ought to offer him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We ought to be willing to say, God, I'm putting all my pride at the side. I know I couldn't do it myself. You made me. We didn't make ourselves. You gave us what we have. I'm not a self-made man. And really give him the thanks and the praise and magnify him for what he has done, because he is Almighty God and because he is the God above all gods. And therefore, he should be the object of our thanksgiving. He is the only one that should be getting that praise and that thanks and being magnified, because he is the Lord God and he is good. And his mercy endures for everlasting and everlasting and to all generations. Well, that's the object of our thanksgiving. That's who we're supposed to be giving the thanks to this morning. This is who we're supposed to be giving the thanks to when we gather with our families on Thanksgiving Day. So then, what are the benefits then of our thanksgiving? What are the benefits that we have because of being thankful? Well, he begins by saying, when we read here in verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Look, if you want to get in to see God, then you enter into his courts with thanksgiving. I mean, how many of us wants to let somebody into our house who's beating on the door and cussing and complaining and griping and telling us what all we did wrong? He says, somebody comes to a door and says, hey, I just want to come by and tell you thank you and how much I appreciate you and I appreciate the good work you did. Then guess what? You're a whole lot better to let them in, aren't you? You're a whole lot quicker to let them in and to spend that time with them if they come wanting to offer thanksgiving and praise. You don't want to hear criticism. You don't want to hear people complaining and griping about what you didn't do. Can you imagine how we must sound to God sometimes? Just think with me just a minute. How many times do we really enter into his gates with thanksgiving? Enter into his courts with praise. I mean, we think that prayer is just a time. Our Sunday school lesson said last week we were studying about God's will and how that Jesus prayed, not my will, but your will be done, Father. And you know, it talked about how that prayer is not a time of trying to get God to do what? To accept our will. To accept our will. Prayer is a time to seek out what God's will is, right? And when we come before him with thanksgiving, when we come before him with praise, we're more apt to find out what God's will than when we come for him griping and complaining and going on about what we didn't do and what we don't have and asking him for this and this and that. But when we come before him and begin by praising him, thanking him for being our God and us being his people, and it would say he had created us. We are the sheep of his pasture. He's allowed us to be his sheep. He's allowed us to be in his pasture. And we ought to be thankful when we enter into his gates. We ought to praise him when we come into his courts. We ought to be wanting to tell him how much we appreciate him allowing us to be his people and show him that thanksgiving. So that first benefit is we can enter into his presence. We can come into his presence. Well, let's look at the next thing. That brings it, kind of sums this up as well. If we want our request to be known unto God, then we have to come before him with thanksgiving. Listen to what he says there in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. He says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." So he says, be careful for nothing. In other words, we shouldn't want for anything as Christian people. We shouldn't do without anything as Christian people. The Bible says very plain that we have not because what? We ask not. He tells us that if we will ask, we will receive. If we will seek, we will find. If we knock, it will be open. But he says we go and we ask and we have not. You know, he just said we don't have because we don't ask. Well, we go and we ask. And then we don't have. And what did he say? But the reason we don't have now is because we ask amiss, Aaron Jane. He said, you have asked amiss. In other words, you didn't ask right. You didn't ask for the right things. And that's the reason we don't get it. But he says in Philippians 4, 6, that we don't have to be careful for nothing. We don't have to worry about not having the things that we need. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. So when we come and we pray and our supplications, our pleading with God, our making our petitions known with him, he says if we come and we pray and our supplication and prayers are what? With thanksgiving. Did you hear that? With thanksgiving. In other words, we've got to add thanksgiving. Now, it's kind of like what I was just saying a while ago, offering up those sacrifices of thanksgiving. Sometimes it's a sacrifice to be thankful. But if you want God to answer your prayers, if you want God to hear your requests, if you want him to do a mighty work in your life, and that's what he says, let your requests be known unto God through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Adding thanksgiving. You know, we talk about our faith and having faith in God. We talk about using that faith and being faithful people unto God and sharing that faith. But have you ever really thought about, you know, well, I say I have faith, but are we thankful to God? Are we thankful for what he does for us? Are we thankful before we ever make that request to him? Think about that just a minute. If we go to him in prayer with faith and supplication, believing that God's going to answer him, I know there's a lot of times that I've prayed before and then I've said, well, God, I'm going to go ahead and thank you because I know what you're going to do. I know you're going to answer this prayer. I know you're going to do what I'm requesting you to do. And I'm going to go ahead and thank you right now for it. I want to add that thanksgiving to my prayer, to my supplication, because I want to make sure that God hears that prayer and answers that prayer. So he says a benefit of thanksgiving is that it gets our prayers and our requests before God, that he will know them, he will hear them, and he will answer that prayer. Well, let's look at the second thing. We see that thanksgiving will also establish our faith. It will help our faith to grow. Listen to what he says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. He says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Did you hear that? That we abound therein in thanksgiving. That our faith has been established. That our faith has been established. And yet we're abounding what in that thanksgiving. So listen, if we have our prayer answered and we are thankful to God because that prayer is answered and we see God answered it, then what does that do with our faith? It helps our faith grow, right? It establishes our faith. Our faith becomes stronger. So, you know, if we would make our request known unto God, as we just said there in Philippians, then we know God will hear our prayers. When he hears our prayers and therefore he answers our prayers, then he says the reason was is our faith now has been established and it's bounding because what? Therein is thanksgiving. Because of this thanksgiving, it benefits our faith. It helps our faith grow. It helps our faith become what it needs to be. and we become rooted and built up in Him, and we grow as Christian people. You can't grow as a Christian. You can't grow in your faith. You can't have your prayers answered if you're not willing to be thankful. You've got to be thankful, and the object of your thanksgiving has to be God. It has to be Christ. Listen to what he says in James chapter 1, verse 17. He says, every good and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of light. Every good and every perfect gift that we receive comes down from the Father. See, when we are thankful, then guess what? We get more gifts. We get more good things coming down from the Father of light. It comes down from Him. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, it says, thanks be to God for that unspeakable gift. Now think about that just a minute. What is that unspeakable gift? All good things, all good gifts comes down from heaven, comes down from God above, the Father of light. And he says there in 2 Corinthians 9, 15, then we are to thank Him. Thanks be to God for that unspeakable gift. Have you ever got an unspeakable gift? You may have got some at Christmas that you didn't know what to say about because it was so terrible, you know. But have you ever got something so good that you just couldn't even speak it? Because it was such a great gift that God blessed you with. I've had that happen to me a couple times in my life. One of the times was right here at West Macomb Baptist Church at my 10th year anniversary when the church gave me an unspeakable gift, something I never had thought anybody would have ever done. They gave me a brand new Ford truck. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? These are loving people. They are good people. You're looking for a good church, this is the place you need to be. But can you imagine that? But what God has given us, that unspeakable gift that He has given us, is so much better than a new truck. It's so much better than a new house. It's so much better than healing us from some cancer or some disease that we have. You know what He gave us? He gave us life everlasting. He gave His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe upon Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That gift of life. He said in John 10:10, I came not to give you life, but I came to give you life more abundantly, right? I came to give you something greater. I came to give you eternal life. I came to give you something that nobody else can give you. It's an unspeakable gift, that gift of salvation. So you want a benefit of thanksgiving? Be thankful for that unspeakable gift. Be thankful for every good and perfect gift. Be thankful and your faith will grow and be established and you'll be rooted and built up. Be thankful and God will hear your requests. He will hear your prayers and He will answer those prayers. So enter unto His gates with thanksgiving. Well, we've seen the object of our thanks. We've seen the benefits of our thanks. Well, what about the dangers of the lack of thanksgiving? What if we are not thankful? What happens then? Well, we're living in that day of time with so many people who are not thankful. Listen to what he says in Romans 1:21. He says, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Woo. We've all read that Romans chapter 1, verse 20, the whole chapter 1 of Romans. And you know that latter part, it talks about it. We talked about it last week, how that God turned them over to that reprobate mind. But it all started because they were not thankful. Listen to what it says once again. When they knew God, and it wasn't that they didn't know God. They knew God, they knew who God was. But what did it say? They did not glorify Him as God. Neither were they thankful. They did not glorify Him as God. Neither were they thankful. Now, going back up to point one. What is the object of our thanks? Who is it? It is God. He is the object of our thanks. And it says they knew Him. There was no doubt in their mind. They knew that it was God. They knew that it was God that created them. They knew that it was God that controls everything, that is Almighty God, the Creator. But it says they glorified Him not, and neither were they thankful. They were not thankful to Almighty God for all that he had done and all that he had provided for them and all those good and perfect gifts and that eternal life. They didn't glorify him. They were not thankful unto him. And for that reason, what happened? They was vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish hearts became darkened. Now, what is God? He's the Father of what? Lights. He brings light in heaven. There is no need for the sun or the moon because they are light. Jesus is light. We are children of the light. But when we are unthankful, when we do not glorify God, the danger of it is we become darkened. Our hearts become darkened. We become vain in our imaginations. And brothers and sisters, when we look around today and see the sinful of this world, it's all because people do not glorify God as God. They know it, and they do not thank him for what he has done. And look where we're at today. So this morning, it is so important that we are thankful. It is so important that you are thankful today for that unspeakable gift of salvation through Jesus. Won't you accept him? This week, when you celebrate Thanksgiving on that 23rd on Thursday, wouldn't you love to have something great to be thankful for? A gift that nobody else can give you? That unspeakable gift of salvation? Only God can give you that. And he gave you Jesus. He sent Jesus here. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Because he is our God. We are his people, the pasture, the people, the sheep of his pasture. What about you today? Are you his sheep? Do you have something to be thankful for? Find Jesus. And you got everything to be thankful for. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for these that have listened so attentively this morning. We thank you that you do give us that unspeakable gift. Lord, help us never not to glorify you. Help us never not to be thankful. Help us not to become vain in our imagination and our hearts darkened. But help us to walk in that light as you are in that light. Remove the darkness from us, Lord. Help us to be thankful today. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.